way loud. I am so sorry. I'm running the heck out of this board. And by that, I mean I'm running right to the ground. I want to apologize to the gentleman who sent me an email a while back about how I played my bumper music too loud going in and out of the breaks, and that if I didn't stop it, he was going to quit listening. I didn't mean to. I got a little sidetracked. Kale Gober's starting to do movie scenes over here. He's the Henderson State Athletic Director who certainly missed his calling. As great as you are at what you do,
you know,
he'd be so much better at doing something in the world of entertainment. You ever thought about that?
Well, you know, and here's
I'd like to watch you and Roger Scott have a diaper slap fight.
My biggest regret is not going to try to do voices for, like, cartoons. I should have done that. I could save him a lot of money. I should do all of them.
Like what? Okay. Would you do? Could you do Bugs Bunny?
No. I mean, I don't mean, like, ones that are already there. You just have to make them up.
Well, how hard is that? I mean, anybody can make up some voices. I mean,
at one point, everything was made up.
Hey, look at me.
I mean, right?
I'd be more impressed if you could voice an existing artist.
I mean,
though.
before the
so you can tell me you can do
before
this.
before John David sat down and went Scooby Doo was nothing, but then he became.
So what you're telling me is you could do the assistant coach from
Coach Yost.
Remember the Titans? Yeah, Coach Yost.
Yeah, of course.
But you have no clue.
He's also.
But you can't do Bugs Bunny.
No, I don't know Bugs Bunny. Bugs and I aren't friends.
What about Woody Woodpecker?
No, I'm not. I'm too young for that. You got to go like Lion King.
We were talking about, I actually got an email, I think it was an email. I got an email or tweet or a text or something from the athletic director at Arkadelphia, better known as Chris Babb. Yes.
The artist formerly known as Chris Babb.
Yes, he wanted to know whether or not to be confused with the forward from Iowa State. He wanted to know whether the game was going to be on the bus. Every game is going to be on the bus. All the baseball games will be on the bus. And we will get occasional updates from softball. El Guapo says, Lavaca is not far from Greenwood. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, Lavaca.
Greenwood does okay in sports. That's like he's shooting for understatement of the year. Yeah. I've only met one person from Dirks. JK. Our buddy JK, who's a listener. He says, because of him, I thought it was pronounced Dorks. See, that's rude. It's rude, El Guapo. You're better than that. Let's go to the Revolution Hotline. We got birthday trivia coming up. Marnie Sharp of our staff has decided that she can't sell anything today, so she's going to hang out in the studio. We're going to do some birthday trivia with her.
Can I say that Marnie... She sells to us, Henderson State.
Yeah.
We're a corporate partner of the Buzz, you know. You do commercials.
Yes.
Man, she does a good job.
What does she sell to you?
Commercials. Spots.
Airtime.
Remote.
She sells you my airtime?
Yeah. She does. Well, and does a heck of a job at it, too.
Let me tell you something. I'm like that hooker in that movie with...
You can just stop right there.
What's her name?
The Lion King.
With Richard Gere.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman, thank you. I say who, I say when, I say who. You're not getting my air without asking, pal. So you can go to Marnie all you want, but she ain't my pimp, so... Anyway, we've taken a turn for the worse. Let's go to the Revolution Hotline and talk to Barrett Salee of BleacherReport.com. Hi, Barrett.
Hey, Justin, you're a what now? You're a hooker? Did I catch that right?
That's it. Right. I actually used to ride on a bus with Snoop Dogg. We traveled the country. City to city, blankety to blankety. You know how they do back in the day. So I don't know if it ever made it to your town, but boy, what a run that was. We had some times, me and Snoop. He's known as Snoop Lion now. He's trying to remake his image. I don't know if you're aware.
I heard that.
That's true. Okay, I was trying to think of something interesting to talk about today. All I could come up with was making fun of Bob Stoops. So is there anything more fruitless than making fun or taking shots at the SEC if you're not an SEC coach? And if you are an SEC coach, that wouldn't make any sense. Why would you do that? But if you're not an SEC coach, why even bring it up? Just keep them out of your mouth. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Well, you know, I think it was rude more before the move than anything else. He's trying to lay the groundwork for his conference to get the benefit of the doubt in the 14 playoff selection committee. And, you know, it was at a booster club event, which, as you guys know, is what happened with Brett Bielema earlier this year. You know, sometimes coaches forget that their fans have Twitter, too, and things get out. And, you know, I think Bob Stoops, to his credit, has been pretty outspoken on a lot of issues. And we like that as you as a radio host and me as a writer. But, you know, when he's factually incorrect, he's factually incorrect. And I think that the statistics, you know, show that, you know, what he was saying, the back end of the SEC is still a pretty darn good place to be over the last few years. And, you know, the SEC can't help that it has four extra teams. You know, those teams can't win, you know, games. You know, there's got to be a loser every week. So I think Bob Stoops just, you know, he was trying to rally the troops, and I think it backfired a little bit. And I think, for him, hopefully he learns his lesson and chooses his words a little more carefully. But hopefully that doesn't mean that he stops saying things altogether, because, like I said, we like to have that sort of candor out there for us to gobble up in the offseason.
I like when Bob Stoops talks. I like to talk about the SEC. And I obviously saw the interview, man. I was like, man, what is that thing on his face? So weird.
Yeah, I did too.
And I had to look it up. And I actually said, I Google searched Bob Stoops' face, which it just goes to show you, and I've said it many times before, everything is a Google search away. And it comes up, he had a non-cancerous something or other. removed from his face. So I'm glad he's doing okay. Clearly, I need to take a look at his brain because it's not functioning properly, though. So nobody's perfect. What else you been working on at BleacherReport.com lately?
Well, apparently some of the coaches lost their minds last night at Booster Club events because Will Muschamp said that the streak of Georgia wins over Florida won't last long. Offensive line coach Tim Harris called Nick Saban the devil himself.
Who said that?
the Florida offensive line coach.
Wow.
In Melbourne last night. So, you know, those things are always fun. And, you know, I think that's the proper way to approach those Booster Club meetings. You knock your rivals, and, you know, I think at that point that rallies the troops. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that Nick Saban is not the devil, although that hasn't been, you know, confirmed yet. But, you know, that's all in good fun. You know, those are coaches rallying the troops and getting their fan bases fired up, so good for them. But, yeah, that created quite a story this morning, so that was fun.
That is interesting.
Huh. Can I get some info?
Yes.
Barrett.
Yes.
Cale Gober, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm the best, the absolute best. I have a question. The top four finalists, Heisman candidates this year, how many will be from the SEC? Who will they be?
I think Manziel will be a finalist. As far as the other SEC, I think Clowney will be a finalist. I think those will be the only two SEC players. Teddy Bridgewater is going to have a ridiculous year because, A, he's good, and, B, his schedule's awful.
Great, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, exactly. Marcus Mariota. How about the Oregon quarterback? You know, I think Oregon has, you know, had their share of skill position players, you know, get some headlines, but Mariota last year was really darn good and was putting up video game numbers kind of like Manziel was and really didn't get enough credit. So I'm going to put Mariota in there.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. You know, we were talking earlier, I guess it was last week with somebody else, about the depth of field in the SEC this coming season at quarterback and running back, which group you would consider to be a little deeper. Because when you look at the returning quarterbacks and the returning running backs, pretty filthy. I mean, you got great groups in both areas. Which one would you say is deeper?
I'd say running backs. Just, you know, we did our position rankings, and of the new guys like Mike Davis and Matt Jones that are going to be starting, they were down like 9th and 10th in the rankings. And so, you know, there's established running backs basically everywhere. And with several schools, there are established running backs multiple at the same position. So, you know, I would say the running back is deep. When you're talking about Jeremy Hill / Alfred Blue being, you know, lower end top 10 running backs, I think you're talking about a pretty stacked field. It's pretty deep and I think going to get better because the guys that are stepping in, like a Matt Jones at Florida, like Jonathan Williams at Arkansas, like Mike Davis at South Carolina, those three guys are going to be all SEC contenders at running back this year. They have the systems and they have the personnel and the schemes to do that. So, you know, I think it's going to be running back, and I think it's going to get deeper as the season progresses as some of those new guys sort of ease into their feature back role.
What do you think is deeper between the SEC's quarterbacks or Alabama's running backs?
I'm actually writing about Alabama's running backs right now.
It's a long story.
It's a really long – you're right. It's so long right now.
Yeah.
I would say Alabama's running backs. Alabama's running backs, I mean, there's a good chance that all three of the guys that they signed, not named Derrick Henry, in this class are going to be redshirted. I mean, Derrick Henry enrolled early, broke his leg, but he's still going to play. But Tyron Jones, Alfie Tenpenny, and Alvin Kamara could start basically anywhere this year, and they're probably all three going to redshirt. It's just filthy.
Barrett Salee, BleacherReport.com, joining us in the zone on the Revolution Hotline, where, again, at the Rev Room tomorrow night, you can hear the former lead singer. I guess he's still the current lead singer of Cinderella performing. Barrett, you ought to come in town for this. It's going to be quite a show.
I didn't know about it. I wouldn't have otherwise. Cinderella's off.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, I was going to ask about Texas A&M. There are two schools of thought, that they will be just as good because Johnny Manziel can't be caught. And then there's a school of thought that Jokel and the other departures will impact this team in such a negative way. And now that they've seen him play a little bit, they will figure out some way to defense him, although nobody seemed to have much success with it. Do you expect A&M to have similar success, less success, more success?
I would say as much success, but look different in the process. Because, you know, the departure of the offensive lineman, especially Jokel, is going to hurt, but they still have Jake Matthews there. And then the running backs that they have, I mean, you know, we just got to talking about the Alabama running backs. A&M's running backs are pretty darn solid, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know about Ben Molina. We saw Brandon Williams in the spring game. Trey Carson's an Oregon transfer that's really, really good. And Trey Williams is that home run hitter that no one wants to get too close to because he might run around you. So, you know, I think they'll look a little different. You know, they're not going to need 1,400 rushing yards from Johnny Manziel. Mm-hmm. They're going to probably get, you know, 600 or 800. And I think that's good enough. And then their wide receivers, they're going to roll about, you know, 5 or 7 deep of wide receivers that are over 6'4". So, it'll look different. And it's going to be fine. The schedule sets up well. It'll be as productive. It'll just look a little different in the process.
Barrett, tell me one guy in the SEC West and then one guy in the SEC East that we have never heard of that we will know by the end of the season.
I think in the East, you're looking at Jonathan Rupp, wide receiver for Georgia. He was a junior college kid, came in early. He played well in the spring game, and I think he's just going to kick that offense into overdrive. They only have one starter to replace Tavares King at wide receiver, but they're getting a full season from Malcolm Mitchell at wide receiver, which is huge. They're getting Michael Bennett back, who was Aaron Murray's favorite target. So you're looking at Jonathan Rupp being a number 3 wide receiver, and he's got number 1 talent. So he'll be the one out of the East. Out of the West, I like Cameron Artis Payne at Auburn because, you know, Gus Malzahn loves running the football. He has had 7,000-yard rushers ever since he's been a head coach in college or an offensive coordinator in college football. I think Cameron Artis Payne will complement Trey Mason very, very well. Plus, he'll get plenty of playing time because that offense depends on a running back that can pass block. And Cameron Artis Payne can pass block, so that'll allow him to stay in the lineup during running and passing plays, which will be a huge benefit, to him as a running back and as a wide receiver out of the backfield.
Tell me an SEC team that did not make a bowl last year that will make a bowl this year.
I'm going to say Auburn because I think the talent's there. I think Arkansas has a chance too as well. I think Tennessee's going to be right on the cusp as well, but Arkansas and Tennessee schedules are just so tough. I don't think Missouri's there yet. Kentucky's just not there yet. So, you know, I think it's going to be Auburn just because the talent is there, and I think they're better equipped to handle the transition than any of the other new teams with new head coaches.
Maybe two last questions, unless Kayla has something else. It's been quite the fill-in today. Over under 6,000-yard rushers this year.
Over under on what, I'm sorry?
Over under on 1,000-yard rushers, 6, over under.
I'm going to go over because I think there will be at least one quarterback, but Johnny Manziel going north of 100 and possibly more.
Okay, very good. We also saw today that Sports Illustrated released its highest earning athletes in the country. How many were current SEC athletes?
I did not see. I honestly don't know. Were they Alabama players?
Yeah, probably. It's all under the table. It's all quiet. at least that's what I heard at a Florida rally last night.
Right, exactly.
So the Alabama kids are all getting paid big money.
Right, exactly. Then the game is apparently Satan, which we don't know for sure yet.
So do you go with your family to the beach now, between now and August? You guys just hang out for the rest of the time?
I did that. I worked on the beach a couple weeks ago. It's busy. We're actually doing some video work and getting ready for top 25 previews and getting ready for media day. So it's just a busy time in the offseason. Actually, the offseason is busier and more stressful than the regular season because there's less structure to it.
That's true. Do you guys cover off-season workouts? Like you go, man, those Alabama guys are really pushing some weight today.
Man, he's maxing out at 225. He's doing 25 reps. He's gonna be a 1,000-yard rusher.
Yeah. Who do you think, if you guys did a combine of all the people at Bleacher Report that you know, who do you think would win?
Oh, Michael Felder, our national college football writer.
Is he still in good shape?
Well, yeah. No, he's not. I should say no. He did insanity like a month ago, so in better shape. And then
I thought it took 90 days.
Right,
it's been 90 days.
Yeah,
I'm starting insanity, so it's going to take about a couple months for me to get back into a combine shape.
Yeah, I'm starting a new workout. I was telling Kayla about this morning. It's P73Y. It's similar to P90X. It's not nearly as intense, and you get to eat and drink whatever you want. So it's pretty cool.
That sounds like my kind of workout because this insanity. I mean, it's awful. I feel like death.
Mine involves eating a lot of fried chicken and kicking your feet up. So, drinking a lot of sweet tea, that kind of thing. So
that's the way to do it.
That's more my speed, unfortunately. Barrett, always fun, man. I appreciate it. And Kale, really, I tell you, great questions today. Excellent work. I mean, very, very good.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Kale's an athletic director at a Division II school here in the state. And if that doesn't work out, I think he's got a real future in radio.
I agree. Good question. Thank you guys for having me.
Barrett, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
All right,
Barrett Salee of BleacherReport.com. Right. Always a good time.
I'll pay you.
Hey, everybody quiet down. Do you mind? We're doing a radio show here. Marnie, wait your turn. Sorry. We'll be doing birthday trivia in mere moments. What? $30. I won't pay it. I already did? Okay, cool. Ideal feet? Yes, please. Man, my feet feel good. Did you see how great my feet look today? Yes, my ankle still looks a little janky because I did